This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I just think this is politically a loser for the Republican Party because no one believes that you can cut literally hundreds of billions of dollars from health care and food assistance, and nobody gets hurt.
Capital Beat.
All right, we've got Congressman Bob Onder on the phone with us this morning, straight back from Washington, D.C. And Bob, how are you, sir?
Doing great this morning. A little bit caught up on sleep. We pulled an all-nighter, which I had not done in many years in order to get the big, beautiful bill done. So feeling really good about our work in D.C. this week.
Well, I was going to ask you about that. Of course, the headline is that, Senator Hawley's made some comments about the Medicaid cuts. And, of course, the left, as you heard Claire McCaskill there, is melting down over some of these cuts to Medicaid. Kind of explain to me how you understand that. My understanding is a lot of it has to do with waste and fraud and money that was going to illegals. That all plays into this, right?
Yeah, Mark. I was about to record a video on this subject later today. Look, I am a physician who has treated Medicaid patients for over 30 years. I know this system inside and out, and it is rampant with waste, fraud, and abuse. And Barack Obama made it a lot worse with Obamacare Medicaid expansion to healthy, able-bodied, working-age adults. And Biden made it even worse when during COVID he stopped eligibility checks on recipients in the name of fighting COVID. In the Biden administration, we saw a 50% increase in the cost of Medicaid, and blue states are ripping off the taxpayer big time. And there aren't even cuts. First of all, the traditional Medicaid population, the truly vulnerable, the disabled, the poor elderly, poor children, and pregnant women are not affected by this bill at all. Zero. Nada. The only population affected by this bill are the working age, able-bodied adults who were added under Obamacare. 10 states haven't even added that population of recipients to Medicaid. And it would do two things. One, it would require eligibility checks so that the rolls won't be bloated with people who aren't even eligible, who don't even live in the state and many times don't even exist, because we know there's abundant fraud in Medicaid. And secondly, it would require for, again, able-bodied working age adults, mostly men, it would require very modest work requirements. I think they ought to be stronger than they are. 20 hours a week, and not only does paid work count, but looking for work counts, volunteer work counts, or being in school or a training program counts. So anyone who says we're somehow slashing Medicaid and, you know, really going to hurt people, they don't know what they're talking about, or they're lying to us, Mark. And I'm sorry to say that, but that is the way the modern Democratic Party and unfortunately some Republicans are dealing with these welfare issues.
Well, and what's surprising, I guess, to me, and I think you too, Mark, is that it sounds like Senator Josh Hawley has come out and said he doesn't support any cuts to Medicaid. Is that surprising to you, or are we missing something here?
Well, Kim, I've listened to some of his statements, and if you know, I don't know how he's defining cuts, because there are no cuts to Medicaid in this program. In all honesty, we should have gone, and we could talk about this for 2 or 3 hours about all the reforms we should be making to our Medicaid system. But there are no cuts in this program. We're doing two things. We're checking eligibility to make sure that the taxpayer is paying for someone who's really eligible for the program. And number two, we are insisting that those able to work under certain circumstances have to do so as a condition of receiving the benefits, period, end of story. So
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
So maybe in the back of his mind, Josh is saying if there were true cuts, he wouldn't support that. Mm. I certainly hope that he will support the very modest, again, I think too modest, reforms that were made in the House bill, in the Big Beautiful Bill.
Yeah, we're talking to Congressman Bob Onder. Now, you were serving in the Missouri Senate, I believe, in 2020 when voters put into the Constitution, they expanded Medicaid. And a lot of us who were concerned about that at the time warned everybody, if you vote for this and the federal gravy train ever slows down, Missouri taxpayers are going to be on the hook for it. And it looks like that's exactly what might happen if there's if some of these reductions are put in place, right?
Well, yeah, but those aren't in the House bill. I think actually some of those probably should be, but they're not in the House bill. Yeah, that refers to what's sometimes called the FMAP, the matching formula. So traditional Medicaid nationwide for the truly vulnerable, you know, the poor elderly, poor children, the disabled, and pregnant women is a 50-50 program. It's a 50% state program, a 50% federal program, and that 50-50, whereas the Obamacare expansion population, able-bodied working age adults who ought to be working but aren't, that's a 90-10 program, 90% federal, 10%. So the states look upon that as free money, and they have not been good stewards with that money. Missouri hasn't even been a very good steward with that money, but the blue states like California, New York, New Jersey, they are just wasting money and spending twice as much money per capita as Missourians or other red states. So reform is not the same as cuts. We should be doing a lot more to reform. And I just can't believe any Republican would ever think that we don't need at least the very modest Medicaid reforms that are in this bill.
Absolutely. I support that completely. Congressman, let's celebrate what we did get done, and that is making permanent these tax cuts and some of the 100%. Other things like that.
100%. Fundamentally, you know, Medicaid, honestly, is a side issue. Salt tax is a side issue. Fundamentally, this is a tax bill that renews the 2017 President Trump Tax Cut and Jobs Act. If we had not done that, 540,000 Missouri families, Missouri taxpayers in my district would have been faced with an on average 22% tax cut. Small businesses would have seen a tax rate that would go up to 43.4%. The average family would pay $1,600 more in federal taxes. The child tax exemption would go down. The standard deduction would go down. It would have been a $4.5 trillion tax increase, the largest tax increase in American history. So again, the tax, the renewal and the permanency of the tax cuts were an enormous cause for celebration. And at the same time, we reversed foolish Biden energy policy like phasing out the gas and diesel-powered cars and trucks by 2035, by the EV mandates, CAFE standards. And we finally provided the funding that we need to secure the border, providing for another million in annual removals of illegal aliens. And finally, we are building 701 miles of border wall, the big, beautiful wall that that I believe 77 million Americans voted for on November 5th. So this bill is an enormous cause for celebration. My disappointments are mostly that it didn't do more on the fiscal side of getting our debt and deficit back on track. But the things this bill did do are overwhelmingly positive for the American people.
Bob, thank you very much for your time and enjoy your long weekend. Get some rest.
Well, thank you very much. Always love to be on. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too. Thank you. Congressman Bob Onder there joining us live after helping pass the big, beautiful bill. Love that explanation of Medicaid. People needed to hear that.
Yeah.
People need to understand what they're dealing with here and that this isn't the Democrats screaming that the sky is falling again, which they always do when you try to cut any of their ridiculous spending, which is this is a great example of that for sure. All right. Quick break. Kim, what are we talking about today on Kim on a Whim?
So the U.S. Treasury Department just came out and announced it will no longer be producing pennies. And so the questions I asked myself would be, okay, well, first, why are they doing that? And what kind of an impact could it have on me? Some of you might be asking yourselves the same questions. Well, I went and I found the answers and I'll share them with you when we come back.
All right. Back in a minute.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.